Lift your hands and give Him the praise.
Father, we worship You.
Adonai, we adore You.
Be glorified, be honored, be adored.
Thank You, Master.
In Jesus' precious name. I believe something will drop heavily on someone today, and you believe it is dropping on you. Say a loud amen. Help me shake three hands and welcome them to the presence of the Lord. You are welcome. You are welcome. God bless you, choir. God bless you. Please be seated. I welcome everyone here this morning in the precious name of Jesus. Such a very, very intense week of experiencing God, experiencing His manifestations. And we will never remain the same in Jesus' name. This morning, very, very quickly, we shall be looking at the outcome, or rather the products, and that is the effect of vision. The product is the effect of vision. Ezekiel 22, in bracket, the effects, the products, in bracket, effect of vision. Our objective is to understand the effect, effects, or the outcome. Effect is all right. Effect of vision. In Ezekiel chapter 12 and in verse 22 and 23, He said, Son of man, what is that proverb that you have in the land of Israel saying, the days are prolonged and every vision faileth? Tell them therefore, thus saith the Lord God, I will make this proverb to cease. And they shall no more use it as a proverb in Israel, but say unto them, the days are at hand, and the effect of every vision, that is, every vision's effect, shall be felt. I decree today that everything that is a reason for delay in your life's vision is over forever. So there are two things that we will note by way of introduction. One, that every vision is designed to produce effect and outcome for the visionary or the vision, the visionaire, the visionary. Every vision is designed. Secondly, the effect of vision is produced not just in the endeavor of the visionary, but also in the life of the visionary. The effect of vision is produced. Not only, not just in the end, but that is, if we say you have a vision, maybe a vision to establish a mega organization that will employ people and wipe out unemployment, not only will affect your organization, the whatever you are setting up, the vision affects your life, your own life, your own living. And we're going to look at the effect of vision now. This is all inclusive, both in the life of the visionary and in the life of his end, of the end even. I'm happy that we are all connected. Several people are connected for this very weighty instruction. So what are the effects? What are the outcomes or the products of vision? Both around the life and within the life of the visionary. Number one. Vision brings wisdom. Vision begets wisdom. People with vision are many times wiser than people without vision. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 22. He said, the light of the body is the eye. If thy eye is single, which refers to vision, you have a focus, you have a vision, then your body will be full, shall be full of light. Shall be full of light. Insight, illumination. In Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 14, the Bible says, the wise man's eyes are in his head. So there is the connection between wisdom and vision. That's eyes and wisdom. But the fool walketh in darkness. Now, what are we saying? First, this is 1A now. Vision puts the mind to work. The mind of a visionary is a working mind. Push the mind to work. When the heart is filled with vision, the mind goes to work. Work on how to get that vision accomplished. Vision. Push the mind to work. Secondly, vision leads to the generation of ideas. Ideas that are inventive. Leads to the generation of creative, innovative, inventive ideas. You want to know how to get this done and get that done. Ideas generation happen with vision. And in case you have a vision and you don't know what to do about the vision, this is also giving you direction. Thirdly, vision enhances the quality of decisions. A man's decisions qualities are enhanced. By vision, you decide where to go and where not to go. By vision, you are able to decide who is a friend and who is not a friend. By vision, you are able to decide where to direct your energy. By vision, you are able to decide where to direct your resources. It enhances the quality of decisions, which are all products of wisdom. And vision enhances the generation of solutions. Fourthly, solutions are made possible, generatable by vision. So every time you possess a vision, ensure that it's not just a possession of vision, but you are employing the wisdom that will make the vision to us. So vision brings wisdom. I see wisdom flowing for somebody here. Can I hear a louder amen? Can I hear a louder amen? Can I hear the loudest amen? Secondly, vision begets diligence. It gives birth to work. It begets diligence. vision just puts you to work. In Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 3 to 4, the Bible said, write a vision, make it plain, that he may run that read it. He begs diligence, that he may run that read it. Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 18. Diligence in bracket, you can put work also because that's the same thing. He said, by much slothfulness, the building decayed. And through the idleness of the hands, the house droppeth through. What is the meaning of that? One, two, three, or four things. A, vision becomes a driving force for life. When a man or a woman is a man or a woman of vision, life has drive. Second, vision kills laziness. Real people of vision can't be lazy. Some of us wonder what drives people like us. Now, I'll talk about that later. All of us went through the conference, went through midnight prayers. I was giving notice of my own preaching. A few hours. I think it was past midnight. Well, it was in the night. About 11 or so. I was trying to find out when is Papa Oyedepo's preaching time. And they gave me the preaching time. And I realized that my time is before his own. I said, this is 11 p.m. I'm going to for midnight prayer. When do I prepare for 8 a.m. preaching? He said, they sent a letter. I said, I saw no letter. No letter. Well, till today, no letter. All right, no challenge. You follow what I'm saying here today? And that was how that conference went. By his mercies, with that intensity. And all the things have been running. Yesterday after we got up, I was in law school, Bwari, to minister to them. They've been on my neck. Preached there and then came back and went for the evening crusade. What's the name of the place? Ido Saraki. Then came there from there for midnight prayer. And then we are here now. And then we're in Warri tonight for crusade. And then we're in Warri on Monday for crusade. And then we're in Uyo on Tuesday for crusade. And we're in Uyo on Wednesday for crusade. And we're in Lagos on Thursday for crusade. And in Lagos on Friday for crusade. And I'm with Daddy Gio at Tafa Balewa on Saturday night for crusade. 83rd birthday crusade. I'm preaching with him. And then return back that Saturday night for commanding the day midnight prayer. Then for Sunday service. And the schedule continues. And some of you are more tired than me. The way I see you, I know. Tired from sitting. Tired from listening. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because there is something that drives you. And I'll talk about it later. I must walk the walk of him that sent me while it is day. He said the night coming. So there is a driving force. It kills laziness. Thirdly, under this same point, vision gives you something to live for. Gives you reason to live. And you are living for something. Not waking up and wondering what to do with your life. Waking up and wondering what to do with your time. It gives you something to live for. Gives you reason to live. Fourthly, vision gives you something to walk on. Something to walk at. You have something to work on. You have something to work at. Something to work on. Something to work at. That is very, very critical to life. So you can see how profitable vision is to the life of a person. First of all, we said that vision brings wisdom. That's very, very critical. And secondly, vision begs diligence. It begs work. I see someone today, fresh grace is coming upon you. Fresh energy to be diligent is coming upon you. You believe that, say loud amen. Number three, vision begs speed and progress in life. Speed. People of vision see more from life than people without vision. People of vision. During the crossover service, when we presented the year's schedule, so one of our pastors said that year's schedule, the year 2024, for the schedule of crusade from Port Harcourt, first crusade of the year, all the way to the last events in December, all the way that led us to Baltimore, Maryland, and all of that before the crossover. So it was as if it was 10 years work, or maybe a lifetime of work. When people run visions, they see more in a day than some will see in a week. In a week, they will see things that some may not see in a month. In a month, they may see what people may not see in a year. What they see in a year, some people may not see in a whole lifetime. Vision gives speed. He said in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2 to 3, say, write a vision, make it plain, that he may run. That run is speed. Speed. Let us look at a few things that this matter to us. First of all, like we said first, vision facilitates action. And with action, there must be motion. That's how you get speed. Something is being done. It facilitates action. Secondly, or B, vision sponsors the taking of steps. Men of vision take steps. They don't stand still. They take steps. It facilitates the taking of steps. And the taking of steps equals the changing of position. When you take steps, you change position. Are you ready for this? This is very exciting to me, and that's the C. Why vision gives you speed and progress. Vision encourages the taking of risks. Visionary people are risk takers. And risk is the secret of race. Risk is also the secret of rise. When you are a man or a woman of vision, you dare things. You take risks. You make moves. You try what others dread. I learned this many years ago, that it is better to try and fail than to fail to try. It's better to try first and fail than to fail to try. Because if you tried and failed, you get to learn what will not work. So you won't try that one another time. Hallelujah. I learned that many years ago. Trying and failing is superior to failing to try. So vision encourages the taking of risks. And this will facilitate rise. And this will facilitate your race. Thirdly, vision imparts a degree of restlessness. When a man is a man or a woman of vision, a person, there is some restlessness. You are not quarantinable. And of course, vision forbids patience with stagnation. That is what will cause the progress and the speed. You are impatient with stagnation. You are not patient at all. Impatient with stagnation. Impatient with littleness. Impatient with smallness. Hallelujah. This is very, very important. I speak to somebody here today. I declare today, everything that has tied your life and tied your destiny down, today the yoke is broken. The chain is broken. Receive grace and speed to run. Shall the Lord say amen. So we have seen that vision will bring wisdom. Vision will birth diligence. Vision gives birth to speed and progress in life. And number four now, vision delivers from distraction. It delivers the visionary from distraction. In Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23 to 27, the Bible says, guard your heart with all diligence. Keep your heart with all diligence. For out of it are the issues of life. And then he said, keep going. I'm going all the way to verse 26. Put away from thee a froward mouth and perverse lips, put far from thee. Let your eyes look right on. That is vision. Let your eyelids look straight before thee. That is vision. Ponder the path of thy feet and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand, not to the left. Remove your foot from evil. Turn not to the left, not to the right. Vision delivers from distraction. How is that? First, vision delivers people from being pulled in many directions at the same time. You are not pullable from being pulled in many directions at the same time. When people lack vision, they are pulled in many directions at the same time. Vision delivers. Secondly, vision delivers a person from putting forth divergent efforts, opposing effort, like plus one minus one. Divergent effort. It delivers. Thirdly, vision delivers from the division of focus. When people lack vision, focus is divided. Focus is divided, completely divided. It delivers from the division of focus. For a person without vision, every way is a way, and every effort is an effort. But for a person of vision, it is not so. Finally, vision facilitates selective action. That is how it delivers you from distraction. It facilitates selective action. You select your relationships based on your vision. You select your investments based on your vision. It facilitates selective action. Am I communicating at all? If there's anything that will take me out of this country to live anywhere now, it's a distraction of destiny. Now. That is as at now. Do you understand what I'm saying? That is, you gave me residency permit free of charge. The passport of that country, notwithstanding. If I don't know what I am called to do, that can be a temptation.
You got green card.
Doesn't mean it is green light to move.
You got residency permit or permanent residence. It is not relocation permission. So you are able to select your action. You are able to select your steps. You are able to select your moves. Because you know what your life is about.
I told you a story before where one of the topmost countries of the world where anybody would like to live. So, okay, this is permission to reside there based on the kind of visa you have. But you can move to the next level, and moving to the next level can give you permanent or even their passport. But this is what to do. You must do this, you must do that, you must stay in the country for so and so length of time. Is it 3 months at a time? Then you can go out, or 6 months, and then you return back. 3 months at a time or 6 months, then you return back. By the time you are through with the schedule and you have completed so and so number of duration, then they can give you 3 months at a time. See, you can't even catch me here 1 week. You can't. If I arrive on Monday, latest by Saturday, I'm on my way back. You can't catch. What? How? I know of people who lost everything. Some marriage is scattered. Man is here. Woman is. Wife is here. Children are here. Father is here. All manner of arrangements. It is the possession of vision that is liberation from distraction. It is the possession of vision that is your liberation from distraction. If you can actually know and possess and understand what God wants to do with your life and pursue it and face it, it is your liberation from distraction. Vision delivers from distraction. Can we go on? Can you take a few more? Number 5. Vision guarantees completion. It guarantees completion. At the end, it shall speak. Habakkuk chapter 2 and in verse 3. At the end, it shall speak. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. But at the end, it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it. Because it will surely come, it will not tarry. At the end, it shall speak. Genesis chapter 12, verse 4 and in verse 5. You see how Abraham got a vision of going into the land of Canaan. So Abraham departed as the Lord had spoken unto him. And Lot went with him. And Abraham was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. And Abraham took Sarah his wife, Lot his brother's son, and all their substance that they had gathered, and the souls that they had gotten in Haran. And they went forth to go into the land of Canaan. And into the land of Canaan they came. He started it, he finished it. It's the secret of completion. Perfection. What is the meaning of that? First, that vision is the secret of starting and finishing. Is the secret of the finisher, starting and finishing. People who start things are plenty. People who finish them are few. Is the secret of starting and finishing, starting a program and finishing it. Starting an endeavor and finishing it. Starting an assignment and finishing it. Vision is the secret of it. It happens by vision. Secondly, vision is the secret of deliverance from the abandonment of projects.
abandonment of projects, abandonment of pursuits. Where there is no clear vision, where there is no definite vision, where there is no strong vision, abandoned projects are plenty. Where there are no clear visions, ending endeavors, midway, because of uncertainty. You started it, but you are not certain. So it ended midway. It's plenty. Where there is no vision. Ending endeavors, ending them midway, they are plenty. Where there is no vision, because of uncertainty, you are not sure if you are pursuing the right thing or doing the right thing. Thirdly, vision guarantees starting, pursuing, and finishing. The central word is very important, the pursue. It guarantees starting, pursuing, and finishing. Where there is vision. And in the name of Jesus, I decree today, every plague of abandoned projects in the life of anyone here, I declare that plague is over forever. Every plague of abandoned projects, every plague of starting without finishing, that plague is over forever. And as I speak, I see projects that are standing here and there. I release upon you the finisher's mantle, the grace to finish up what was started, the constructions that was started. Receive the grace now. In the name of Jesus Christ. If you believe that, say a louder amen. Number six. One more after this, and then we are gone. We are through. Vision begs joy and fulfillment. People of vision, there is a way in which they live with excitement. There is a way in which they live with excitement. There is a way in which they live an exciting life. It begs joy and fulfillment. And that joy and fulfillment is on two notes. First, it is the joy and the fulfillment of having something to live for. You have something you are alive for. You have something that draws out your energy. Something to live for. We saw that in Habakkuk chapter 2 and in verse 2. It is the joy of having something to live for, that he may run. And second, it is the joy of accomplished visions and goals. When visions and goals are accomplished, there is a joy that comes with it. It's a bigger joy. The joy of having something to live for is one joy. But the joy of getting goals and visions accomplished is a bigger joy. 2 Samuel chapter 6 verse 15. When the ark, the vision of bringing the ark back was fulfilled, David and all the house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with shouting and with the sound of the trumpet. There is always shouting when the vision is fulfilled. It's like the vision of marriage and on your wedding day, how excited you are. It's like the vision. I remember medical school. You want to be a doctor, right? And then they keep on challenging you in every exam. If you pass the other one, you face the next one, you face the next one, you face the next one, and then you come to the very final one. I can't forget that day when you come and you see the notice board, exam board, past surgery, past medicine, clap. People will jump, scream, yeah, it is all over. That is, this vision is fulfilled. I'm through finally from this. No, that's the kind of thing. You remember that? You remember the day the glory dome was dedicated? I mean, if you remember the day, you remember the joy and the fulfillment and the excitement and the ecstasy. All the men of God and everybody everywhere. People were walking from night till morning, all the way till the dedication day. I can't even tell how I coped with that season at all. I don't know if I slept the day of the dedication because of work was still on. Things were still being finished around the premises. Do you understand? So that is what it is. You don't know the joy of life at all until your life is driven by vision.
Oh, mashatakalagayana. Until your life is driven by vision. Something is driving you. Something is. I was talking with a man and who came with his wife the other day during the PFN conference. I will say one thing, they will scatter in laughter. Say another thing. He said he knows that please I should reserve the rest till later. Because they were laughing and laughing and laughing. Do you understand? You move about as a mobile excitement. Your life is excited, exciting, excitable. If you don't have what you live for, if nothing is driving you, depression is compulsory. Especially in the world we are alive in today, in this world today, where there is nothing in the atmosphere that is contributing joy, especially in the toxic internet world today. Very, very toxic. Where bitter people, plenty everywhere, trying to see where to vent their bitterness. Do you understand what I'm talking about? It is very, very important to have what to live for. And it will fuel your joy. It will put the bounce on your steps. Because of either the joy of what you are alive for, or the joy of goals accomplished. Just set goals and accomplish them. Set targets and accomplish them. It will turn on your joy and excitement continually. Somebody say a loud amen. I now take authority over the spell and spirit of depression. I declare that the yoke and spell of depression is broken on somebody's life. In Jesus' precious name. Finally, vision is the way to dominion. To dominion. In Genesis chapter 37, verse 5 to verse 9, and Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told it to his brethren, and they hated him near the mall. And he said unto them, "Here I pray you, this dream which I have dreamed. For behold, we were binding sheaves in the field, and lo, my sheaf arose and also stood upright. And behold, your sheaves stood round about and made obeisance to my sheaf." And his brethren said, "Shall thou indeed reign over us?" He was dreaming. "And shall thou indeed have dominion over us?" See, dominion by the dream he was dreaming, by vision. Listen to these people. First, vision puts people in charge, in command of the affairs of life. Show me a man, a woman of vision. Anywhere, any day, he's in charge, he's in command of the affairs of life. Men of Issachar, they are men that have the understanding of the times, and they know what Israel ought to do, and their brethren were at their commandment. 1 Chronicles 12:32. Their brethren were at their commandment. The people of Issachar, the children of Issachar. Secondly, and this is a parable, the one who knows what he or she is doing will reign over those who don't know. Anyone who knows what he is doing, what she is doing in life, will reign. Is compulsory over those who are not sure. Will reign. And thirdly, the one who knows where he or she is going will command the submission of those who are not sure of where they are going. Anybody who knows where he is going will command the submission, or in fact, followership of those who are not sure of where they are going in life. This is the summary. Vision brings dominion. And the stronger your vision for life, the stronger will be your dominion. Vision brings dominion. The stronger your vision, the stronger your dominion. What have we said this morning? We have said 7 things. I will say 7 others in the second service. And I'd like you to pick up the message of the second service so that you get a complete message for today. The first, vision brings wisdom. And second, that vision gives birth to work, to diligence. And third, that vision births speed and progress in life. And fourth, that vision delivers from distraction. And fifth, that vision guarantees completion. You start, you finish. And sixth, that vision births joy and fulfillment. And seventh, that vision is the way to dominion. What is my counsel this morning? Number one, camp with God. Camp with God to access His vision, plan, and purpose for your life continually. Again, camp with God. Camp with God to access His vision, His plan, and purpose for your life continually. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1 said, I will stand upon my watch, and I will set me up on the tower. I will watch to see what He will say unto me, and what I shall answer when I am reproved. I will stand upon my watch, and I will watch. Be a permanent watchman, watching for what God is saying to your life. Watching for what God wants to do with your life, through your life. Camp with God. When you are drawn away from God, your vision becomes blurry. When you are spending more time with men than with God, your vision for life and what you must do gets blurry. But when you camp with God, it is sharp. Number two, make kingdom vision your life's priority. It will make every other vision or pursuit of your life to be worthwhile. Again, make kingdom vision your life's priority. It will make every other vision or pursuit of your life worth the while. Make kingdom vision your life's priority. In Matthew chapter 6 verse 33, it says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Make your life's priority. And all these things. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Of all the visions you want to pursue, you want to make money. For what purpose? How does that reflect? How is the kingdom reflected there? You want to have employee force, workforce of thousands. How does that impact of the kingdom? Your life's priority. We're in a season of very aggressive, restless evangelism. For your information, this is the first time we're going to have 3 crusades in 1 week. Do you think it is because somebody wants to overwork himself? No. Do you think it is because somebody is just wants to be tired? No. It's because there is so much work to do and the time is slim. So we felt if we only do crusades only on Thursday, Friday, weekends, how long will it take us to reach all the places we must go? 1,000 years? And we don't have eternity to fulfill destiny. So we'll do 3 in 1 week for some time. The Sunday, the evening, anywhere Tuesday catches us, we'll do healing and deliverance service from there. Broadcast to the rest of the place. Midweek service. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? India is calling. Pakistan is calling. Venezuela is calling. Colombia is calling. Singapore is calling. Philippines are calling. Where is the time? So it's not as if you want to be exhausted or to be tired or to prove. It's not. There is no point to prove. No point to prove. Nobody can use God to prove a point. Hallelujah. So I want you, in this scheme of events, don't allow your life to be left behind. Don't allow yourself to be left behind. There are those winning 1,000 souls a month now who are on that assignment. And there are those, and those same people are on a prayer chain every week. Those 1,000, squad 1,000 souls, they have a prayer every day. Every day, a group of them are praying for the same souls that they are winning and the souls that must be won. A group of them. Don't be left out. Don't drive an empty car to church. Every time you think church, think, who do I go with today? Which classmate? Which neighbor in my neighborhood? Which office colleague? Who is in need? Who? It was when Job prayed for his friends that God turned around his captivity. Let be driven by this kingdom passion. And once that becomes your drive, I can tell you, you will not have any, you will not have other issues to bother about or struggle about. I have proved it. Many people thought we were wasting our time and wasting our lives. But see where the waste has brought us, and we are still on the journey. Your life shall not be wasted. Your life shall not be wasted. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. I prophesy upon everyone here today. I decree the name that is above every name. Fresh grace, fresh health, fresh fire, fresh mercy from above is coming upon you in the name of Jesus. If you are saying amen, stand up on your feet and shout the louder amen. You are saying amen, stand and shout the loud most amen. You are saying amen, stand up and shout amen at the top of your voice. Remain standing. It is not possible to put God first and come last. I told them in the law school yesterday, whenever you make up your mind to be lost in God, you will be found in the world. Your generation must locate you. You can't be lost in God and be lost on earth again. You can't be lost in God and be lost in the affairs of men. No. When you make up your mind to be lost in God, you will have a prominent place among men. In God you are lost. In men you are found. In God you wasted your life. On earth you have invested yourself for impact forever. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? They say you are wasting your life. It is a good waste. What a good way to be wasted, Lord. On you, on you. I'll waste my life again and again. On you, on you. There is profit in the wasted love. On you, on you. On you, on you. What a good way. What a good way. To be wasted, Lord. On you. On you. On you. On you. What a good way. What a good way to be wasted.
good way.
What a good,
what a good way to be
wasted, Lord.
On you.
On you.
On you. People say I waste my life because I am serving you. They say that I waste my time because I worship you. People say I waste my life because I am serving you. They say that I waste my time. Second verse.
Because I worship you, Lord.
Like the alabaster vase, I pour out my love for you.
Though some may think that's a waste, I'm glad to waste me.
Like the alabaster vase.
Like the alabaster vase, I pour out my love for you. Though some may think that's a waste, I'm glad to waste me on you.
I sold.
Put my life in your field.
They said I have lost my mind for the yield of studying you. Was that true?
Thank you. I sold my life.
I sold my life
in your field.
They said I have lost my mind for the yield of studying you.
For a fresh baptism of zeal, the fresh baptism of fire, the fresh baptism of passion for God. I am asking for it right now to work for you. Even fresh wisdom. Many of us, God will give you the wisdom of how to go about this kingdom assignment. Some non-conventional evangelistic approach. Some, you will give us resources for just free transportation of people to church. You got an evangelism bus bringing for, just for the sake of bringing people to church. You bought it. Diverse wisdom, diverse direction, he will give to you. How to work on your employee force and turn them over to God. You're going to lift your hands, Father, the energy and the strategy to seek you first, to work for you with energy. I receive it right now. We are going to pray that for the next 1 minute and 30 seconds. Lift your hands and say, Father, I receive the energy
and the strategy to seek you first, to seek first the kingdom of God and the righteousness and your righteousness. I receive the energy and the strategy to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. The energy and the strategy for soul winning, I receive for kingdom assignment. The energy and the strategy I receive now. Go ahead, open your mouth and pray. The energy, the strategy, the energy, the strategy, the energy, the strategy. We're going to pray for that prayers, Luke chapter 10, verse 19, committing the crusades. We're going to pray three more prayers and praying within 1 minute, 30 seconds each. Luke chapter 10, verse 19. Everybody read together, one, to go.
Behold, God has given to you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall your enemies hurt you.
Hallelujah. Pray after me and say, Father.
Father.
We compel the submission of the territorial principalities of Warri, Uyo, and Lagos to the authority of Jesus this week, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You can say, Father, we compel the submission of the territorial principalities of Warri, Uyo, and Lagos to the authority of Jesus this week, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Go ahead, open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Let us set a fetus down. Father, we compel the submission of the territorial principalities of Warri, of Uyo, and of Lagos to the authority of Jesus this week, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we compel the submission of the territorial principalities of Warri, of Uyo, of Lagos to the authority of Jesus this week, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' precious name. Acts chapter 10, verse 38. Let's pray together, one, to go. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Pray this prayer after me and say, Father, we ask for the harvest of souls, of miracles, of healing, of deliverance, and revival this week in all the crusades. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Again, Father, we ask for the harvest of souls, of miracles, of healing, of deliverance, and revival this week in all the crusades. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and pray. Precious name.
Amen.
The Lord heard and answered us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Have we done Acts at 10:38?
Yes.
Revelation 12:11a. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. And the word of their testimony. Hallelujah. Pray after me and say, Father,
Father,
we overcome
every negative
agenda
of the enemy
towards the crusade
this
week
by the blood of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus.
Again, say,
Father,
we overcome
every negative
agenda
of the enemy
towards
the crusade
this
week.
We overcome
them
by the
blood
of Jesus,
in Jesus'
name.
Open
your mouth
and pray.
Pray.
We overcome
every negative
agenda
of the
enemy towards
the crusades
this week
by
the blood of
Jesus,
in the name
of Jesus.
We overcome
every negative
agenda
of the
enemy
towards
the crusades
this
week. In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
The Lord heard and answered us. You believe that? Say louder, amen.
Amen.
I said the Lord heard and answered us. You believe that? Say the louder, amen.
Amen.
Lift up your hands everywhere you are. I am praying that God will plant a deposit of something in somebody today. A deposit of his fire, his zeal, his power, his glory, and an unveiling of his plan for your life. I had Bunky prayed for me. He said, Father, put in him a measure of what was in your heart when you sent your son to the world to die. I'm asking the Lord to put a deposit in your heart today and make you to be on the run for his assignment, so that every other thing can cheaply and neatly be added. Lift your hands high. And for your information, Emmanuel one, who was healed at the Ida Crusade, I believe he's in church this morning. We're likely to take his testimony in the second service, but is he here right now? Emmanuel, can you wave your hands? That same unction, that same anointing that set him free from insanity. Yes, step forward here. He is wearing mantle right there. Manuel, looking like a gentleman. Wow. Can you compare him now with the picture at the crusade? Can you just show us if you have any of his picture at the crusade? That was Emmanuel at the crusade ground, brought in chains just a few days ago. Show us that clip again. Father was in tears at the crusade ground. That's the father there. Oh, God, you're Lord.
Why we go. This is why we go up. Father is still overwhelmed today, brother. This is why we go. This is why we go. Come, sir. Congratulations. This is why we go. This is why we go. Imagine having brought up a child and then you have to chain him all the time. This
What did you tell me?
The family. There are 9 in all. 5 have died.
That's what they told us.
Father, we give you the praise. This pattern is reversed.
And then the senior brother of him also had the same kind of motorbike accident. Just that his did not result in the mental condition that Emmanuel had.
Father, we give you the praise. We'll take the full testimony in the second service. But I just wanted to let you know the reality of the power of God. And the God who saved and rescued Emmanuel will rescue everyone here from any challenge. And if there is any further thing we need to do with him regarding just establishment and all of that, you let us know. That's why I asked him to come to Abuja so that we can take the matter forward. Lift up your two hands. Fully well in the second service, you can move your leg. Somebody lift your hands and receive fresh fire. How will it be for God to use you, brothers and sisters, to liberate the chains of your generation and to break the yoke of darkness and sin and iniquity? That's what we are all called to do. Lift your hands high. God bless you. You can return back to your seat now in the second service. We'll come back. Lift your hands high and let the Lord lay his hands upon you this moment.
Lift your hands higher and see the hand of the Lord coming upon you. Father, let a fresh fire, let a fresh oil, let fresh grace come upon your people right now. Lay your hands. Lay your hands. Fresh zeal, fresh passion, fresh vision to do the will of God. And while this is happening, also healings are taking place. Deliverance is taking place. That lower abdominal condition on the right hand side is getting healed. That deposit of hell in your body is returning back to hell. What my Father in heaven has not planted in your body is being uprooted right now. When I say the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, you scream, "I receive," and place your hand on your head and pray in the Spirit. Receive His touch. Receive His visitation. Receive His start. Receive His turnaround. In the name of Jesus. When I say 1, 2, 3, you scream, "I receive," and place your hand. Receive His turnaround, His visitation, His touch on your life. In the name of Jesus. 1, 2, and 3.
I receive.
Receive. Shabbat. And the honor be glorified, be adored. Thank you because it is done in Jesus' precious name. Wave your hands everywhere you are. Somebody with a low abdominal condition right here, God just touched you, healed you. You are the one. Quickly step forward here and let us know that God touched you and healed you right here. Thank you, Master. Quickly come forward. Take your seat, everyone else. Just a moment. There is, you sing the song, just a moment. There is a genuine female with a growth, a pain, a sensation, a breast growth, pain, sensation, a genuine. If that person is here, you let us know, except if you're in one of our locations. A pain, a sensation, the breast area, growth, whatever it is, J as a name. If you are the one coming, are you the one? You rush forward quickly. In the name of Jesus. Find out from these people what happened. Father, thank you. In the name of Jesus. All right. A J name. In the name of Jesus, I declare is arrested. Quickly, let us know. What is it, ma? Come over here, Josephine. What's the other name? The same breast lump. And what is your name? Jane. Lift your hands. Three of you. Josephine, Jane. The one I heard was Jane. Jesus' name. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Dry, disappear, disintegrate. In the name of Jesus.
All right, lift your hands. Jesus' name. Standing for somebody. Lower abdominal pain. Those who got lower abdominal pain, step there. In Jesus' name, it is done. It is done. Stand up on your feet. Can you check it now? Check the pain, check the lump, check the growth. Check it. What do you feel? Check it. Check and let me know. How is it? Pain is gone. Check it. What happened? It's gone. Come over here. It's gone. Was it a pain or a growth? What is it? Sensation, and it is gone. How long has it been there?
It's been there for a very long time.
Your own has been when?
The pain has gone.
The pain has gone. How long has it been there?
It's been 4 years.
4 years now. Lift up your hands. It's gone. Lift your hands. Jesus Christ. Fire! Oh, the Holy Ghost! Is gone. Now I use them as a point of contact. Can you lift up your hands everywhere you are? You came in here with an affliction in your body. Everything my Father in heaven has not planted. Say after me, say in the name of Jesus.
Every mountain
in my life. Today is your end. You are going now. Every mountain of disease. Every mountain of sickness. Every mountain of affliction. You are leaving me now. In the name of Jesus. On your mask. Get set. 1, 2, 3, shout, go!
Go!
Go! You are gone. You are gone. You are gone. You are gone. Hepatitis gone. HIV gone. Sickle cell anemia gone. Cancer gone. Tuberculosis gone. Ulcer gone. Get out! In the name of Jesus. Everyone who came in here, please. The affliction is over. In Jesus' precious name. Thank you, Father. Everyone here in front, your healing is permanent. And all of you here, your healing is permanent. In Jesus' name. What happened to you?
I had an accident on Friday after I closed for work. I can't get in journey for you.
Out in Jesus' name. Command that tongue to be loosed now. As I passed by, he was trying to talk. I noticed him stammering. Jesus' name. Amen. Be free. What did you say?
I have accident on Friday after work when I'm closing for that bullet.
Jesus' name. It is over and you are healed. Give the Lord a big clap. Let us know what happened to the people. Quickly. We have 4 more minutes. You are all healed. And you are whole and you are well. Jesus' name. Talk about those who are healed. Those who are healed. Jesus' name. Live. Fulfill your days. Jesus' name. Fulfill your days. Fulfill your days. Live. Death is cancelled. Fulfill your days. In Jesus' name. It's over. All right. Tell me what happened.
Sir, you give a word that God is healing lower abdominal pain. That is Brother Joshua. He came into the service in that condition. It has lasted for 5 days gone. Sister Rosemary for 1 week gone.
Over forever. Yes, Jesus' sir. Name. You shall live and fulfill your days. Yes.
Our sister is a medical doctor. She says she just had...
Can you see the number of people who came into church afflicted? I didn't know anybody would come like that on a wheelchair or come so debilitated. Look at the woman following the husband there. So if we came and just did normal service and left, people will come and go back with their challenges. May God help us with more of His grace and fire to rescue our generation from these confrontations. Yes.
A medical doctor, sir, she says she just, yes, sir, just had her 5th failed IVF that left her with a residual lower abdominal pain. She's actually on Cocodamol. But right after that declaration, the pain took off.
Medical doctor, 5th failed IVF. It is over. The last one left her with pain. Stand. It's okay. Jesus. Shut up.
If your body suffers pain and your health you can't regain, and your hope is almost sinking in despair, Jesus knows the way you feel. He can help and he can save. Take your bodies to the Lord and leave it there. Why don't you leave it there? Leave it there. Take your bodies to the Lord and leave it there. If you trust and never doubt, He will surely bring you out. Take your bodies to the Lord. Leave it there. Anywhere you are this morning, you saw Emmanuel's testimony and you saw all the things that happened. You heard the message. You want to make your ways right to Jesus. You want your sins forgiven. You want addictions broken. You are not happy with a particular lifestyle. You want it to be over. Place your hand on yourself and pray this prayer after me. You want to give your life to Jesus. You want to be forgiven of your sins. You want today to mark a new day for you. Pray this prayer after me and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. From today I go forward, ever backward, never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Those who pray that prayer, can I see your hand up everywhere you are? Stand up on your feet and quickly rush to the front. You pray that prayer. I'll give you the count of 10. Don't be the last to come. Be the first to come. One.
Lord, I want to know you more.
Two.
Lord, I want to see your face.
Carry your Bible to your bands as you come. Three.
Lord, I want to live. Lord, I want to know you.
Four.
More. Oh, yes. Lord, I
five.
Want to see your face. Lord, I want to. Lord, I want
six.
To live. I have
seven.
Just one.
I am just one life to live. Eight. I am yours, O Lord. Nine.
Ten.
I have just one life to live. And it must glorify you. I am yours, O Lord. And for all eternity. Keep coming, keep coming, keep coming, keep coming, keep coming. You are bound by a lifestyle of smoking, of drinking, of womanizing. And those of us are squad 1,000. You brought anybody to surrender their lives, you can come with them. Quickly step forward here. Smoking, drinking, womanizing, masturbation, lesbianism, homosexuality, immoral addiction, any other form of addiction. Your life is tied down. Rising and crashing, lying, cheating, duping, fraud. You want to be free from these lives. Quickly again, rush to the front as I give another count of 10. Or you want to rededicate your life to Jesus. You've done this before, but you are not standing firm. At the count of 10, you rush forward here. One.
Goodbye, world.
Quickly, quickly, quickly. Come with your Bibles. Two.
Stay no longer with you.
Three.
My pleasures have seen.
Four.
Stay no longer with you.
Five. Place your hand on your chest and pray after me. I mean it from your heart. Say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Jesus, come into my life. Make me a new person. Today I have decided
to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. The grace to live for you, I receive it. And I thank you for hearing me, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you today. The hold of the enemy is broken. Grace to live for God is released upon you. In Jesus' name.